Almost everybody can sing. Some people sing well, some people sing badly, but we can all sing. What is involved in singing is a very interesting question. It seems to me that what people do when they sing is they utilize the resources that speech already has. We know that suprasegmentals of speech include intonation, rhythm, syllable length, things like that. So what happens when we sing? Well, instead of our syllables being relatively short, they tend to be a bit longer, so that instead of having a single pitch point, so for example, if I say can, I can hold that and go can, and suddenly I've got a note. Notes in speech aren't what we speak by, but when we sing, notes are what we sing by, and if you look at musical notation, it has a number of features that look not unlike speech. For example, there is a pitch, and the pitch can be higher or lower, and on a piano we can basically say, okay, we can sing between this note and that note, and above this, not possible for us, so for example, I can't sing a top C because I'm not a soprano. I can sing down lower than a soprano, that means I'm a sort of bass baritone. And there's a range of perhaps 2-2.5 octaves that one might be comfortable in. Well, what's an octave? It's just a way of regularizing the pitch of the voice that we have available to us when we speak. Not only that, there are lengths of the notes. In speech, we know that there are syllable-timed languages and there are stress-timed languages, and basically that has an effect on how long a pitch of a particular syllable is held. But when we are singing, then the music itself provides us with the length that we're supposed to be singing at. It doesn't do that in absolute fashion. We know that a crotchet is kind of the basic unit of length, and then there are quavers and semiquavers, which are shorter, and there are minims and breves and semi-breves and so on above there if you're in with the music, that basically either lengthen or shorten the time at which a note is held. So music basically regularizes in some systematic way what's already available in speech. In a way, it's rather like intonation. The voice rises and the voice falls, but when we're singing, it tends to be held rather longer. It's attenuated. So singing is a bit like intonation, only we do it according to the notes of the music. At its very basic, we can think of chanting as a kind of singing where everything is held. If you listen for a while to a horse racing commentator, you will find that they're chanting at a monotone and telling you roughly which horses are behind which horses. Well, that isn't musically determined. They don't have notes and so on written for them. If we then think of early church music, that is kind of chanting, but it has a musical shape so that it has a rhythm and the notes are written down. And when we put both of those together and we chant with rhythm, we're getting very close to singing. I mention this because singing is something we do naturally, and obviously language is involved a lot of the time. I see it as just a way of regularizing normal speech, but with a system imposed on top of it. And the system is, in Western music anyway, given by the kind of music theory that you do when you do early music theory classes, which tell you how long a note is to be held, and how you're going to pronounce, for example, the vowels in the middle of the syllable, which you have to, and obviously you can only have a pitch on voiced sounds and not on unvoiced sounds, and everything kind of takes its shape from there.